This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. I'm putting together a show based on what you might see if you went to a comedy club and saw some live entertainment. We're going to have an opening act, a featured act, and a headliner. Coming up later on, our headliner was taped live on stage back in 1999, the very talented and funny Arj Barker. And coming up in a few minutes, our featured act out of Southern California, Kenny Aubrey. But right now, let's jump into this three-act format. Some great stand-up comedy. Our first act, our opening act, is out of the Bay Area. This was taped for our TV show in 1987. Please sit back and enjoy the comedy of Chris Raines.
Thank you. Welcome back to Laughs. We have another very funny guy coming up for you right now. He's a regular here at Laughs Unlimited. I know you enjoy him. Out of the Bay Area, let's have a big round of applause. Chris Raines, right here. Chris Raines.
Thank you. Scott Edwards, let's hear it for... Yeah, he's a nice guy to visit, but I wouldn't want to be him. Thank you. Anyway, it's good to be here. I'm a little shook up from driving here. I got pulled over by the police. Apparently, I look like a composite drawing. What do you think? Thanks. Some people think I look like Phil Collins after a fiery car crash. Some people are nice, though. I've had more than one person come up to me and say that I look a little bit like Jack Nicholson. You know, that's a compliment. One of the greatest golfers that ever played the game. It's a curse. I guess I've always looked like this, too, even as a little kid, judging by the way my dad used to introduce me to his adult friends. Like he was ashamed of me or something, you know? I come walking in the room and he'd go, "Oh, don't be alarmed, it's just my son." "It won't harm you." "Why, it's just as afraid of you as you are of it." Screwed me up. I hated being a kid anyway. You know what I hated were those stupid games your parents would play on you. Like, did you ever get this one when you were 2 years old? "Hey, got your nose, ah!" What the hell was that all about? Even as a 2-year-old kid, I thought, is he out of his mind? I could tell it wasn't my nose. I mean, come on. Still, you're only 2 years old. You're thinking he's a grown-up. He must know what he's talking about. Did your dad ever do this to you? Or maybe he had a bully of a... My dad used to do this to me for fun when I was a helpless little kid. He used to grab me by the wrist and bang my hand against my face. Right then he'd go, "Hey, what are you hitting yourself for? Hey, hey, why don't you cut that out? Hey, hey." I hated that. Yeah, he used to keep himself entertained all afternoon doing that. Never thought I'd forgive him. Of course I did. You know, things change. You mellow out through the years. For one thing, I grew up. I'm a grown man now. He's real old and helpless, and I do it to him all the time now. Ha, ha, ha. "Hey, Dad, what are you hitting yourself for? Hey! Hey, what are you kicking yourself for? Why am I kicking you?" "No, I'm kidding. I don't do that to my dad. He's dead. What would be the point?" Remember when you were a kid and you had to go on the family ride in the car? For some reason, they forced you to ride, right? You didn't want to go. You'd be in the back seat misbehaving, and your dad would point out the window and make threats, try to scare you, right? You go, "Right there, son, right there! That's where they put the boys and girls that don't behave their moms and dads! Right there!" God, to this day, I'm terrified of the photo mat. Let's see if we can find some common ground here. How many of you are like me? You love to eat food, but you hate the chewing process. Raise your hand. Anybody here? Food is weird, I think. Some of the stuff people eat, I don't understand. Like hot food, real, real hot food. Why do people eat that? It's painful. It hurts. You ever bite into a jalapeno pepper? Jeez! What's the point? Why not just take a Bic lighter and shove it up your mouth? Same effect. We're going the other way. Did you ever accidentally swallow a whole ice cube? Whoa! Oh, that's the worst feeling. It's like you swallow it and immediately your brain goes, no, 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 no! You're scared to death, right? You just swallowed an ice cube. What do I do now? What do I do now? What do I do? There's nothing you can do, right? You just got to sit there and feel it slide down your throat, and it sits in your stomach, and you got to wait for it to melt. You start getting a sharp pain right there. I think I found a cure for that, though. Seriously, the next time you swallow an ice cube, just go into the kitchen and boil up a cup of scalding hot water. Shrink it down. Those of you who like hot food might want to go do that anyway. How many of you have ever seen these in your life? These are called Q-tips if you've never left your house. I'm hooked on these. I'm addicted to these. Anyone else here? I swear to God, I got to have these every day. I take a shower. I go nuts if I don't have these. I figure it's a positive thing. There's nothing wrong with it. But apparently I've been doing it wrong because I read the back of the box and it says right here in big letters, it says, warning, do not stick these in your ear. Hey, clue me in. Where are you supposed to stick it? I always stick these in my ear, don't you? That's where they go, right? No, they go to great lengths to warn you not to do that. It says right here, it says stroke swab. I love that word anyway, swab. Safety swab. Who says that? Can you imagine going into a store and going, excuse me, sir, where would your safety swabs be? I don't know. Check over there by the Q-tips. Anyway, it says, stroke swab gently, only around outer surface of ear without entering the ear canal. Yeah, right. Like, what do they think you're going to do? Shove it through your head? That's what they're insinuating, right? They think you're so stupid, you're going to shove it through your head. But what kills me is this is what they're saying these are for. Officially, you're only supposed to use these to do this. This is here. What the hell is that? A dollar for a box of these so you can do this? Why? Who needs these? I can use my finger to do this. I don't know about you, but I like to get way in there. Ah! Baby! Woo! Can you imagine going to work like this? Like pretending like you forgot to take it out while you're drunk? Hey, Bill, how's it going? What? That's not in there. Oh, my God, you saved my life! Well, that could have gone right through my head. The really good thing about these is you get that one side dirty, you just turn it over. Ah! I love this. I swear, to me, this is better than sex. Actually, for me, this is sex. Thanks a lot.
Chris was a very talented opening act. I don't believe he's still in the business today, but back in 1987, he worked for us for a few times, and it was great to be able to capture his comedy on tape. Hey, let's get ready for our featured act. This gentleman came from Los Angeles, California, where he went on to be a teacher. We're happy to have him here on our show, again, taped in 1987. Please sit back and enjoy the comedy of Kenny Aubrey.
We have somebody very funny for you right now. This gentleman's from Los Angeles, California. I know you're going to have a good time with him. Let's have a big laughs round of applause for Kenny Aubrey right here. Kenny Aubrey.
Again?
I feel when the lights are like this, don't you?
It's nice to be back. Nice to be back up here in Sacramento. My last time up here was St. Patrick's Day weekend. You know what they do then? They served green beer, and lots of it. After the show, people were out in the parking lot doing scenes from The Exorcist.
You.
I tried near beer this week. You ever try that? Tastes like chicken. Okay, now let's revive ourselves here with a little history. I found out about them doing the show up here, and I called and I said, hey, you ought to hire me. I work real cheap, and I'm real funny, so you ought to hire me. Scott said, we never heard of you. I know, hard to believe. He said, we never heard of you. Why don't you send us a videotape? So I sent him Porky's. And I got the gig, see? See, I was testing his sense of humor. That's what I do. That's my job. I travel around the country week after week. I'm in different towns. I never know where I am. I usually have to walk from the hotel to McDonald's to the movies home. walk to the hotel, to McDonald's, to the movies, home. That's all I do. And yet, every day, somebody pulls over and asks me for directions. So I make stuff up. Because I know they would do it to me if they had the chance. I went into a gas station and asked for directions. The guy rolled out a globe. You're here. Gotta have a little fun. Gotta test that sense of humor. I like to walk into malls. I walk into a place like Payless Shoe Source, and I say, "You got anything in leather?" They hate that. Because they don't. I walk into stores like Nordstrom's, and I scoop up a big handful of lingerie, and I say, "Got a dressing room?" Test that sense of humor. Here's one y'all can do. Have a little fun at the same time. Go to a place that has valet parking. You can pretty much count on those kids being stoned. So what I do is I back in through the exit. I moonwalk out of the car. I toss myself the keys. I say, "Much very, you thank." Let them figure it out. Cops pull me over about once a month. They always say the same thing. They say, "You know why I stopped you?" I say, "Fingers hanging out of the trunk." Yeah, that sense of humor. I grant you, I get myself in trouble a little bit too often. For instance, out on the highway patrol, they have an unusual uniform, don't they? Kind of have that Smokey the Bear Ranger look. I can't help myself. Cop comes up to the window, I say, "No picketing baskets in here." I've been on the West Coast now for about 7-8 years. I've been to traffic court, 17, 18 times. I'm the only guy that has to budget bail money every month. For me, driving on the freeway is like an episode of Poltergeist. Drive down the highway, check the mirror, they're here. Yeah. I got a ticket for doing 56 miles an hour. Here, apparently, is a government employee with too much spare time. He's writing me up. I said, "Come on, 56 miles an hour. Come on, why?" And the cop said, "Because I have a gun." I said, "Here, use my pen." I said, "That's stupid. Come on, give me a warning." He said, "Okay, if you don't pay it, I'll shoot you." A month later, I got a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt. Another $60 fine. It was so irritating, too, because the cop was so smug. He walks up to the car, he banged on the window, he said, "Son, notice you're not wearing your seatbelt." I said, "Oh, yeah? What makes you think so?" The cop said, "Well, I'll tell you, son, when the buckle hits the pavement, Sparks gives it away." I notice we have a bonus on our cars now. I'm referring to that third taillight, the brake light in the middle. The hell is that? It's a bullseye for drunks. Paying those dues, paying those... You know what irritates me? People that park diagonally and take two spaces. I like to be there when this guy gets out of the car. I hope he's a tough guy. Kind of guy that likes to fight and drink and fight some more. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I will leave a note on that car. Oh, yeah, I'm bad. I'll soap the windows, too. I'm crazy. See, I can do that. Being a weightlifter, I get away with it. Thanks for laughing. I would say it's pretty obvious I'm a weightlifter. I don't have big muscles, but I know it's working because I'm getting real stupid. Real stupid. You don't need to be a macho man to impress the ladies, guys. That's stupid. That's cocky. That's condescending. Because women can see right through that. Women are a lot smarter than you give us credit for. I thought about this the other night. I thought, what do women need men for? You know what I came up with? Open jars. Let me ask the ladies a question. Now, guys, you're thinking about going to the gym, spending the money, getting your clothes all sweaty. Ladies, wouldn't you just as soon spend your evening with a nice guy with some sensitivity, a guy with some feelings? Mm-hmm. See, I know this is true. That's why I carry these pictures of me crying. Whatever works. Last time I cried was one day I came off the beach and sat in a car with vinyl seats. Oh, you've done it. Ever go out to your car on a hot, sunny day?
Take your sunglasses off the dashboard. Proceed to brand your face.
Ow!
But you keep mine because you look good.
Well, that was Kenny Aubrey, our featured act from a show we recorded back in 1987. I'm sure you enjoyed that as well. So as I mentioned before, we're doing a three-act format, opening act, featured act, the two you just listened to. But now we're moving on to a very talented headliner. This gentleman got his start in comedy in Northern California out of the Bay Area, but he was very successful and trendy in 1999. He did work for us a couple times as a headliner at Laughs Unlimited. You've seen him on Conan O'Brien and Comedy Central specials. He is a very funny guy that was successful actually all around the world, but he had his biggest success in Australia, and that's where he lives now. I know you'll enjoy his comedy. Here we go, our headliner for this show, Arj Barker.
Yeah, very excited though. I just got a mobile, and that's nice. Got the phone. I'm not trying to go high tech, but I got the phone. I got a computer, but only because it came with a video game built into it. And the idiot sold it to me, left the video game in it. It's like the sweetest game because it's like a. It's, I don't even normally like space games, but this one's totally 3D. It's like you're flying through space, and meteors are like they fly by your head. And it feels like the room you're in is the cockpit. And you're the captain. In charge of the whole vessel. It's so badass. I don't even know how to play it yet, to tell you the truth. It's called Screensaver. And then when things get too hairy, you press any button, you go in the ship computer. And there's a database in there, and I don't know what you do with it. But I think you gotta get the data into the database in order to save the screen from the evil screen fucker uppers. But I haven't even seen them yet because I'm only on level one in it. Got online? Not no easy task. Are you online? Are you? Was it easy? It was not easy because it wasn't for me either, because I thought you just get a computer and you get online. But you don't just get a computer, bud. You gotta get all this other stuff too, and you better get a modem, or you're not going anywhere. You better get a monitor, that's what I found out. You have to get a mouse, you need to get a sperm guard for your keyboard. There's so many things. What? Well, okay, unless you wanna get a new keyboard every week, that's fine with me. I don't know what kind of keyboard budget you have, but I'll tell you what, the space bar is the first to go. Just probability, it's much bigger than the other keys. The delete key can hide out down there. Leave me alone. The space bar is just like, help. I'm too big and I'm right in front. They want to do everything over the line. Are you on the line? You see, people go shopping online. People go, they meet their friends online. Now somebody suggested you could go to the doctor online, which I'll never do. Because if it's bad news, I don't want to hear it from AOL. You've got herpes. That's not what I want to hear. Friend talked me into getting a website. My friend, he runs this company called Zoltron. And he said, Arj, you better get a website. So I gave him pretty much all the money I've ever had. And that of my family's. And he built it. And then I couldn't even use it properly. And I didn't even know how to use my own website because I'm fairly computer illiterate. So I called him up and said, Rube, I can't get the videos to download. I can't get the videos on ArjBarker.com to download. Can you help me? And he said, Arj, don't talk to me. If you have trouble with your website, you consult the webmaster. So I was like, Jesus, all right. So I called Spider-Man. I'm like, I don't know, Spidey. I don't want to bother you. I know you're very busy down there at the paper. But, yeah, the videos freeze up every time I try to download them, and Spider-Man was like, because he's an idiot. He never cut a mouth hole. You can't understand a bloody word he says. And it's like $20 a minute because he's a superhero. And people, I say, people don't get a superhero, just get an ordinary civilian. No, I want a superhero. Fine, but don't get it Spider-Man.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I was fired up for that, man. The prequel. A lot of people saw it. I'm actually curious about who didn't see the prequel. Yeah? And I'm even more curious about who hasn't even seen the original Star Wars. Have you not? And you haven't seen it either? That's great. Wow. Well, I'm not surprised he hasn't seen it. So what's your name? Kylie? That's totally cool that you haven't seen any Star Wars movies, because there's not very many people like yourself, because almost everyone's seen Star Wars, but the few that haven't, the original, now that the prequel came out, they look like a genius. Because that means in 77, her friends are like, hey, Kylie, come on, hurry up, we're going to go see Star Wars. It's like the best movie ever, hurry up, come on, it's so sweet, you got to come. Kylie just went, nah, I think I'm going to wait until the first one comes out. What? What's she talking about? Here is a woman who knows the meaning of patience. The rest of us had to see it, didn't we? Oh, we had to go out and rush out and see it, didn't we? We couldn't wait 20 fucking years. And now the prequel comes out, and I don't know about you, I saw the original maybe 4 or 5 times, and I found it very confusing to go back in time. To go back in time and to figure out what the hell was going on, because a prequel is a confusing concept. You have a sequel, fine. Prequel, what? You have to go back in time and then figure out... It's just crazy. And I hope it's not. It doesn't become a trend in movies. I hope they don't make other prequels. Be too confusing. From the makers of Titanic. Canoe. It's just a little boat. That's all. You were horrified by Psycho. Now you'll reel in terror. Agitated. Really, really agitated. From the makers of Tense. See the new Star Wars, it's so confusing. I mean, Darth Vader's like a little kid in the new one, and how are you supposed to figure him for Darth Vader? He's like a cute kid. He's like, his hair's all clean, and he's like this sporty little kid. I mean, at least if you thought of a young Darth Vader, you'd picture like a little sort of feral kid type of guy, like long hair and a Sabbath t-shirt or something. Right? You don't picture this guy. If I saw that kid on the street, I'd just go, oh, hey, little buddy, what's up, tiger? You're a cute little tiger. What you doing? I'm going to scruffle up your hair like this with my hand, because all kids like that. Yeah, all right. Hey there. Oh, you're not going to talk to me, are you? You're just looking at me like good old like me, do you? Oh, you're a cute little tiger. What you got there? You got a little toy there in your hand. Actually, you got a little toy. It looks like a little flashlight, a little torch there, a little... little stick with a little button on it. Uh-oh, you're turning it on. You're going to turn on your little toy flashlight and shine it at me. My arm, help! My arm, help! This young child has drawn a sword of light and severed my arm. Ouch! Ow! Ouch, help! 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 I need an ending for this joke.
Trust your emotions, Arj. Move on with it.
Well, Arj Barker, as you could tell, had a more modern and different way to see comedy than some of our usual acts. I hope you enjoyed that set from him. As I mentioned earlier, Arj went on to do several comedy CDs, has won a few awards, and was very popular headliner at clubs and special events and concerts all around the world. But he seemed to have his biggest success in Australia, which is where he lives now, and I've heard he's doing very well. Well, this has been a lot of fun. We've gone back to our roots, what you might see if you went out to a comedy club. We had our opening act, Chris Raines, our featured act, Kenny Aubrey, and we just had our headliner, Arj Barker. Thanks again for joining us for this week's show. Be sure to listen next Sunday when we'll launch another one. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.